On a steamy July morning, about a dozen kids stand in a circle facing a golf hole on a large putting green. They place their putters and take practice swings as their coach counts down.
One, two, and you're ready, go.
They swing, and no one makes it.
No!
You have to push one.
From the putting green, you can see all 26 lush acres of Buttonhole Golf Course. Hills slope down to a small pond, sand traps carve the land. A driving range sits at the opposite end of the 9-hole course. In the distance, sirens cut the air. But Buttonhole wasn't always this oasis in a troubled city neighborhood. Executive Director PJ Fox says the lot sat empty for years.
You had everything that would happen in an abandoned lot in the middle of a city happening. Everything from cars being dumped, dirt bikes being driven, prostitution, drug deals. Unfortunately, there was a homicide, a double homicide up here.
The course sits in the middle of a gritty Providence neighborhood that's seen better days. During the city's manufacturing heyday, the land sat downriver from a shoe factory where buttons would wash ashore, hence the name Buttonhole. In the 90s, a local businessman and avid golfer, Ed Morrow, bought the land and opened the course 13 years ago. Fox says the location makes the sport more accessible to urban kids.
There are two Providence Housing Authority housing developments, and we're on the back end of both of those. So where Buttonhole is situated, most of the program participants are on scholarship.
Fox estimates that more than 90% of the kids using the facility are on scholarship, and the affordable rates are meant to keep them involved long after they first arrive and provide them with a safe outdoor space.
Once you go through one of our six-week programs, a kid becomes what we call a buttonhole kid, and they're allowed to hit a bucket of balls and play the course for a dollar until they're 18 years old.
Down on the driving range, 12-year-old Mariah Nugent of Seekonk, Massachusetts, shows off her golf clubs.
And these are all my irons, and I have this, which is my putter, which I play on the putting green. And now I just pulled all these out.
Buttonhole provides most of the kids with free golf bags and clubs, many of them donated. Nugent never played golf before Buttonhole and says none of her friends play.
They don't really know, but it's, like, different. They play, like, well, they do swim and, like, gymnastics and dance and everything. But I do golf, and I like it.
This is her second summer at Buttonhole, she says, as she sets up for a drive between two low plastic walls, which act as protective bumpers between kids.
Yeah, you might want to stand behind the black line so I don't hit you.
She leans back, swings, and the ball bounces off the back wall.
That does not go well.
But that's okay, says Executive Director Fox. Buttonhole is not necessarily meant to produce competitive golfers, but expose kids to a sport that requires perseverance and integrity.
If we can start to teach kids now, you know, at a very young age, what really is integrity, they're less apt to make those unethical decisions down the road.
And Nugent says golf is already helping her in other parts of her life.
I'd say I've gotten better at math. I really have, because I have to, like, measure the distances between, like, how far I'm gonna hit it and what angle I'm gonna hit it at.
Imani Ramirez, a fellow Buttonhole kid who lives in the neighborhood, had never played golf before either. Now he lugs his golf bag to the course regularly to tee off.
My mom signed me up, so I didn't want to do it, but she forced me to come. I thought golf was a boring sport.
That was a year ago. Now his mother, Yvette LaBoy, can't keep him away and says he never would have been able to do it without Buttonhole.
You know, I can't afford it. I know it's an expensive sport, but they have help. So he can be here every day if you let him.
And Executive Director Fox says breaking down economic barriers to golf isn't important just for these kids, but for the sport itself.
If golf is to survive, there needs to be facilities like Buttonhole that can help teach the kids what it means to be successful so that private clubs will have members that can afford it.
That looks good, just like that.
Back at the putting green, the kids gather around the hole to give it one last shot before moving on. One by one, they swing and they miss until finally a perfect putt. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.